Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Two opportunities to show your colors, mates. I apologize that I'm getting this announced so late. The person alerting me to this did everything right. Got it to me on Thursday. That's the best day to get it to me. A full week before the event. That's very important. But somehow I didn't get the message. I don't know how that happened. Many receive this show Friday night, however, in your inbox because you are subscribed. And so you will get the announcement in time. And we did send an alert out to the church. Two opportunities, one in SLO, San Luis Obispo, and one here in Santa Maria, August 29, from 11 to 12, a freedom rally in the corner of Los Osos Valley Road and Froome Ranch Way in front of Target in SLO. And then in Santa Maria, from 10 to 12 at the Stoll Overpass, we will gather to Back the Blue, parking at Trader Joe's, and then Back the Blue, Stoll Overpass, Santa Maria, 10 to 12. I'll see you there. Andy Caldwell for Congress. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Well, in the If the Libs Did It department, a paraplegic congressional candidate manages to rise from his wheelchair in honor of the Pledge of Allegiance, and an NPR lib goes apoplectic, accuses him of trying to undermine the kneelers. Unreal. Melania speaks with an accent, and Bette Midler criticizes her, saying she still can't speak English. And snidely called her an illegal alien. Tapper piles on Alice Johnson, which is that precious black lady that got life plus 25 for a first-time drug offense. What? Who totally reformed her life and received a pardon from Trump. Yeah, you already know this, but the fact is modern Democrats are mean, nasty, unhappy, jealous, envious, and evil people. If there are any out there that are level-headed, reasonable, rational, kind, and generous, well, please lift up your voice, will you? You must be in hiding. Of course, I can't blame you. Probably out of fear of the mean, nasty, angry, irrational, jealous, envious, hateful, and crazy people in your party right now. Good night. Oh, this is scary. The left is crowing. Through their headlines, quote, over 100 ex-staff members for John McCain endorse Biden. Oh, no. And here's another one. Quote, Romney 2012 staffers unite behind effort to elect Biden. Here's another one. More than 100 Bush McCain Romney alums go for Biden. Oh, no. It reminds me of something I said back in the day. Republicans were talking about the big tent. I said then that the big tent philosophy would neutralize the effectiveness of the Republican Party by allowing liberals to ride into power on Reagan's coattails. I said they would be a bane, a cause for great distress, annoyance, and irritation. And have they not? An impediment to advancing the conservative agenda to preserve and prosper our republic. And I was right. We began calling them rhinos in the 90s. Actually, the phrase Republican in name only began circulation back in the 20s. It reemerged in the 50s and 80s. But the acronym RINO, so far as I can discover, was standardized as political jargon among us in the 90s. Something else to be grateful to Trump for. How his presidency has exposed and disenfranchised these rhinos. Yeah. Look, you know what? When backstabbing traitors leave, that's a good thing. NBA demands Trump resign or they're going to take their basketball and go home. You know, I think these guys have an inflated sense of their importance. Democrat Representative Ayanna Pressley calls for, quote, unrest in the streets, end quote. She explains it's the only way to keep pressure up on us to make the changes they demand. Folks, you have a president in office right now that will and would have taken care of this in a big way. But you folks are just too blind to see what a friend you have in Trump. Rand Paul and Kellyanne harassed and threatened by BLM mob while returning from the Republican convention. Rand calls for FBI investigation, believes the mob intended to kill him and Kellyanne. I saw the clip. I don't blame him. I would have had the same concern. Dems calling on BLM Antifa to tone it down. What? Dinesh rightly observes, now they call for calm, right? When the polls show the American people are turning from them in droves. I understand that in Wisconsin, the approval rating for BLM has gone from plus 25 to zero. No one likes these people. They've worn out our sympathy and they're welcome. But the left has unleashed the whirlwind. But don't worry. I read a tweet, and I forget who put it out there, but I thought it was clever. Hurricane Laura is destructive, but mostly peaceful. You're watching the same news I am. Who are these brain-dead reporters that keep positioning themselves right in front of a burning building and burning cars and so on and saying protests are mostly peaceful? They must have got their training at Baghdad Bob School of Journalism. So, what will the left do with this? Well, what else? Blame Trump? Yeah, the left blames Trump for the unrest and for the riots. Durkin of Seattle, Buttigieg of, and so on, MSM, the whole Soros brigade. A new mantra is being floated right now and hopes it will take hold. You know, that all of this is happening on Trump's watch, you know, and that passes as evidence that it's all Trump's fault? Dinesh astutely observed, this is rather like blaming the assassination of JFK on JFK, because after all, it happened on JFK's watch. The Democrats depend on stupidity, their own and others. They've lost the majority, they know that. They're desperately hanging on to, I think it's about 30%, and that's too many, of the American voters that are made up mostly of university student brainwashed socialists, liberal plantation dependents, and liberal government workers. They have mobilized the angry mob in hopes Americans will decide it's all Trump's fault. You know, with a secondary hope, they can intimidate middle America voters to choose peace rather than war with the devil. They are playing for the vote of the, you know, the same sort that cave in to the demands of their screaming two-year-old. They are counting on controlling Americans through fear and stupidity. Meanwhile, quietly, Americans are preparing. Oh yeah, they see the storm clouds gathering and they're quietly getting ready for war. Many have a gut instinct that tells them, no matter which way it goes November 3rd, there's going to be trouble in River City. I've been warning about this for at least 10 years, actually longer. I predicted that the rhetoric wars would devolve into fisticuffs, you know, out an open physical war, unless we had a spiritual renewal and revival. And with that, unless we did something about what they're pumping into our kids in these public schools and universities. I've warned that the increasing polarization taking place in America was reaching the snapping point. We're about there, friend. Over and over, I warned about this, actually, from longer ago than 10 years. And now we see the beginning fulfillment of that prediction. And oh, God help us. 5 million new gun owners in 2020. I said new gun owners. And I said 5 million. I'm talking about people who didn't own a gun before. 40% of all firearm sales were first-time buyers, friend. 58% are black Americans, 40% women. Sales nearly doubled, ammunition sales up 139% from 2019. These are not hunters, folks. These people are buying a gun in preparation to protect themselves from what these Democrat mayors and governors are unleashing on them in their states and cities. The message has been received. Democrat-run cities and states are not going to protect you. You're going to have to prepare to protect yourself. But there is one hope. Vote every Democrat out of office. Get rid of them. Demand these Democrat governors resign or recall them. Rise up in force against these Democrat mayors and show them the power of the people. Vote Trump. The radicals burning down our cities own Biden, but no one owns Trump. If you want someone who's going to fight for law and order and America as founded and justice for all, vote Trump. The RNC convention was over the top awesome. The fireworks were stunning. Ave Maria. Not so much. I mean, that whole Mother of God thing, you know, calling on the dead to pray for you. The living Savior advocates for us, friend, not you know, some dead saint. But maybe you can talk with Mary after the resurrection, anyway. God bless America was very well done, however. Kudos for that. But the fireworks, wow. And yet, all of that pales by comparison to Trump's speech. It was awesome. And I wanted to finish my remarks on Biden's speech and then compare Trump's speech. So hold on through the break. I'll be right back.
God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is king and all mankind is subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as king. Satan once boasted that all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer, because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World today. Go to www.books@dbp.com. Go to godswar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, and the enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Man, they're making a grab for them right now. Remember, I told you the libs orchestrated our reaction to this pandemic in order to remove Trump's stunning achievements from being a campaign issue that would totally embarrass the Democrats. We have never reacted to an outbreak like we did to this one. Shutting down the economy, beating Americans down with fear, all of it calculated to stop the Trump economy juggernaut. And it succeeded. The devil's not stupid. We should not be surprised that the children under his influence and power are wise to do evil, to bring destruction, death, and misery. Huh, boy, nobody can do it like the Democrats. That's what the devil's best at. So they destroyed the economy and succeeded to terrorize many Americans. Also, Biden could say something like this in his speech, quote, "Just judge this president on the facts. 5 million American infected with COVID-19. More than 170,000 have died. By far the worst performance of any nation on earth. More than 50 million people have filed for unemployment this year. More than 10 million people are going to lose their health insurance this year. Nearly 1 in 6 small businesses have closed this year. If this president is reelected, we know what will happen. Cases and deaths will remain far too high. More mom-and-pop businesses will close their doors for good. Working families will struggle to get by, and yet the wealthiest 1% will get tens of billions of dollars in new tax breaks," end quote. And on ad nauseum, setting aside for the moment the fact that the China virus case and death count has been manipulated by the liars and cheats on the left. Setting aside the fact that in spite of, talk about facts, Mr. Biden, the fact that in spite of all their efforts on the contrary, the death rate in America is less than 2% at present and dropping. Setting aside the fact that Trump has acted earlier and more aggressively to do something about this than any president has ever done before. Setting aside the fact that Cuomo, Newsom, Whitmer, Wolf, and some other Yahoo whose name I don't remember right now sent China virus-infected elderly patients to their deaths, knowing their policy would lead to their deaths, being told that it would. Setting aside all this and more, for Biden, of all people, to talk about the millions who lost their jobs because of this ridiculous overreaction to the China virus, that's so over-the-top insulting it's hard to find words adequate to express the enormity of the outrage. Obama Biden presided over the near total destruction of our economy and over a period in which the rich got richer while the poor got poorer. You okay? The rich got richer like Obama and Biden, and the poor got poorer like the black community, especially when unemployment hit record highs, when welfare rolls were just bloated, when especially blacks and Hispanics suffered the most, when Congress under liberal control behaved like the communist Politburo in Russia during the height of the Soviet Union dictatorship. But I think the American people see through this smoke screen created by the left, and I think it's going to backfire on them. I trust God will blow the smoke from the eyes of Americans and they will see the truth, that Trump has fought for America and for Americans. They will see that our economy is in tatters because of what liberals have done, because of liberal policies. I think all they have succeeded to do is to demonstrate vividly their inadequacy for leadership, that these establishment politicians have betrayed Americans. I said in my Comforting Counsel for the Present Distress live stream last night, liberal politicians leading this oppression and this destruction of the economy are traitors, and their cohorts in the streets are terrorists. That's right. I would not even give what these people are doing the dignity of calling it a civil war or a revolution. It's treason, perpetrated by use of terrorists and thieves. I'm beginning to hear and read declarations openly saying that we have entered a state of civil war in this country. Well, you know, I'm concerned about that. I think we're moving that direction, but that's not where we are right now. The MSM and the Democrat politicians are covertly agitating for war. The left is sending out the message loud and clear that unless we turn government over to them, they're going to escalate the violence. That's what they want you to think. However, this is not a revolution. We are under attack by anti-American terrorists being aided and abetted by Democrat traitors. That's the right way to look at this. It's true that the Democrat Party has declared war on America. They've been engaged in covert ideological warfare against America for really a very long time. And they got so close. They were on the cusp of getting America completely in their grasp to transform it, to remove us completely from our foundation in Christian principles of governance, and to resettle us upon a new foundation of satanic, Marxist, socialist oppression of the people. A system that enriches the Obamas and the Bidens and their families while it impoverishes the hoi polloi. They were that close to totally selling out America to China and Russia and Iran. They were within reach of their goal to destroy Israel and to bury the American dream and to destroy the last hope of liberty and justice for all in this world. But God had mercy. He moved and Trump was swept into power. A true American, someone who actually loves America, who acknowledges God and trusts liberty and worked to improve the lives of all Americans in this country. And under his leadership, America made a comeback that stunned the world. It had all globalists on their heels, reeling from the resurgence of American exceptionalism, the rise again of God and country patriotism, all symbolized in the MAGA hat worn so boldly by the Sandman. Oh, yeah. But back to the point that what we are experiencing has none of the characteristics of our own noble revolution of We the People back in 1776. This is a petty effort on the part of criminals to rob and pillage their neighbors. This is not a civil war. Not yet. It's not yet formally the case that one duly constituted state has declared war on the federal government or some other states, nor has the federal government declared war on a state or group of states. This is an insurrection of traitors, subverting government power against the people and the Constitution they swore falsely to protect and uphold, using terrorists and thieves to advance their purpose to conquer America and enslave the people. It's greedy politicians who use government power to enrich themselves. Can anyone spell Biden? And are willing to sell us out to do it. These are useful to those that hate America, who despise that she is one nation under God, and under the influence and control of Satan himself, these work to take our country under the power of the devil himself to get America out of the devil's way so he can advance his globalist agenda, his Nimrod One World Order oppression. These worshipers of mammon control most of the world today, but America keeps getting in the way. It's all about traitors using terrorists and thieves who are greedy to take from others what they are too lazy and undisciplined to work for themselves. This is not Americans attacking Americans over a dispute about succession and slavery. This is treason and terrorism and theft. Friend, listen to these people. They declare themselves to be non-Americans. They'll tell you that they're not American. Listen, we need to call this what it is and attack it accordingly. These governors and mayors that are encouraging this wanton destruction of lives and property are traitors. They are doing this to advance their political agenda. Nothing could be more obvious and nothing could be more odious. Wake up, stand up, speak up, and shut them down. We are under assault by traitors, terrorists, and thieves. But we have the Trump card. But really, and he played it deftly at the convention. Oh yeah, the Dems played their trick, but our president dropped the Trump card on them and took the trick. Have you ever played Pinochle? I mean the Democrat political traitors and their cohorts, the American-hating terrorists and who have descended into chanting death to America, I kid you not. Yeah, along with the petty low-life thieves that are working with them, using these terrorists and traitors to provide cover for them to steal from their neighbors and then call it reparations. What a joke. They will attempt to steal the election. That's what they're going to try to do. And if they can't steal it, well, they're going to try to destroy America under Trump. But we have the Trump card. He's not owned by the elites. Satan can't buy him. He's not for sale. His allegiance is to Christ the King, and America is founded. The remnant is stirring. Christ's churches are exercising their authority in the keys of the kingdom. They are calling the remnant to prayer and fasting. The priests and kings unto God are standing in their places before the throne of the Almighty and casting down every accusation Satan has used to gain influence in the land and taking back all the place they have given to Satan in this land and swinging the sword of the Spirit against every lie Satan has used to keep people stupefied in darkness. We prayed earnestly that God would expose the evil, that he would turn on the lights, the light of truth, and show the American people the truth about abortion and the truth about corruption. And it's a fight, my friend, spiritually and physically, but with God on our side. Yeah. I know the arrogance of some and the ignorance of others who proudly say, oh, God is not on anyone's side. How prideful of you. My friend, have you never read, quote, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, said it twice, when men rose up against us, then had they swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us, then the proud had gone over our soul. Psalm 124, 1-5. Look, I know the seducing spirits that teach doctrines of devils get very agitated when you talk like this. You know, they launch their attack on the minds of sometimes well-meaning Christians, but, you know, they'll say, well, what? That's about Israel. That's not about us. That's about Israel back then. Well, I love Israel. In fact, I'm connected very directly to Abraham. I'm one of his kids. All of us who are of faith, the Bible says, the same are the children of Abraham, Galatians 3:7. Paul explained that we believing Gentiles have been cut from our wild olive tree and grafted into the good olive tree. That represents Israel. This is the mystery of Christian love for Israel. We're connected to them, friend. Peter said of us, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy, 1 Peter 2:10. And those things that happened to the Old Testament saints and that were written down, happened and were written down, especially for us upon whom the ends of the world are come, 1 Corinthians 10:11. Take that, devil, trying to take scripture and make it non-applicable to us. Take that. I read in scripture, God repeatedly declares he would do this or that great thing in the earth, that men may know that he is God, and that he would do this or that thing in the earth among the kingdoms of men for his name's sake when he could find no other. Then I asked, Have you no stake in this battle for America? Have you no interest in showing us that thou art God today? And he said, indeed, I have a name yet in the earth, and I have a remnant that is mine. And I said, O God, for your name's sake, to let men know that thou art God, deliver us from these unreasonable and wicked people. For the Democrats have cast off your name. The Democrats have blasphemed you and your name and repudiated you. Be thou, O God, on our side. For truly, today, there's no other side for him to take. The Democrats have sold themselves to Satan. They really have. Oh, they've repudiated God openly. Did not David ask, is there not a cause? And did not that young man with sling and stone charge directly at the giant, declaring the name of the Lord, and took him down? Hey, king and priest unto God, I'm talking to every believer. Go before God among his priests and petition him for a major intervention into this battle for America. And as kings unto God and ambassadors for Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords, charge the gates of hell, swinging the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, expose the lies and pull down the strongholds. Send forth the reproof of the Spirit upon the conscience of men and deliver the terms of surrender to King Jesus to all. Repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Confess he is Lord. Believe he arose and lives and sits upon his throne in heaven with power over heaven and earth right now, and call upon his name for salvation. All right, my friends, I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. It's lights on if you agree, lights off if you disagree. You could call 1-805-314-2114. That's 1-805-314-2114. Or go to godswar2020.com. Again, that's godswar2020.com. By the way, we are celebrating our 26th anniversary as a church. I would love to invite you all to come visit with us and join in that celebration. Because of that, we will not have our usual 5 p.m. Sunday service. We are going to have our p.m. service earlier in the day, right after lunch, and we'll have lunch on the grounds anyway. God bless you. God bless America. See you in church.
God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is king and all mankind is subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as king. Satan once boasted that all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer, because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the Spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World today. Go to www.books@dbp.com. God's people face a critical battle for America in 2020. We the people will take this nation back from the unreasonable and wicked men and women who have dragged this once great land to the maw of hell. Or we will fall into the power of those who hate Christ, Christians, and the Bible. If that happens, everyone loses. Because freedom loses. Liberty loses.
Okay, soldiers, speak up and charge the gates of hell.
Go to GodsWar2020.com.